Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Tech Talk time. Doesn't sound like very technical music, Richie, there, though.
Oh,
where'd the tech music go?
Yeah, I feel like we're in an elevator, actually.
Here, hold on a minute. Let me
technology
see if this is any better. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, a little bit better. Oh, that sounds technologically.
That's some funky tech.
Connected. Funk Tech with Greg Stebbin. How about we do? We'll change the name of this, Greg, to Funk Tech time.
I'm all about the funk.
Just talking about Greg.
Yeah. Oh.
Who's that? Who's that tech guy? Greg.
You should see my tie-dyed t-shirt I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, you are. Look at that.
All right. Samsung has added some power to its latest Android flip phone. I'm getting my new flip phone in a couple of days.
Let's
pretty
not
exciting
talk about that.
Here on the farm.
Who knew Doug Stefan was a trendsetter when it comes to tech?
Yeah.
But here it is.
1999 called.
Doug flips.
Back.
We all want to flip.
We're
flipping for Doug and our
going
flip phone.
Going back. I was in an Apple store yesterday and a Microsoft store next to each other in a mall. I'll tell you what my observations were in a matter of moments.
Greg make us guess.
Not a lot of heavy lifting involved. Well, because of the introduction of Windows 10, I thought it would be interesting. I actually did business in the Apple store. I didn't do any business in the...
You did your business in the Apple
store? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, right.
That's rude.
All right.
Fake Green. Harrison with you. Former vampire novelist Anne Rice has chucked the silver bullets and garlic in favor of her newly discovered Christian faith. In it, she says thinking green plays a big part.
Well, Harrison, but the last thing we need is a fear of science and a war on science. We Christians have to realize this is God's complex creation. I live in the California desert. There's a lot of sunlight out here. I've put skylights throughout my house that provide natural light in closets and bathrooms and lots of rooms where you don't need electrical light most of the day.
Author Anne Rice. And stewarding his creation seems to make more and more sense.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Today on App Check. With Hotel Mogul, you buy, develop, and sell properties to make a profit. But at $5, there's just too many strange quirks. Hotel Mogul struck out.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
All right, let's get to it here. The poll at DougStefan.com about Windows 10, whether or not you're going to get it. I wanted to pass this along to Greg Stebbin, our technology man. 30% said they doubt they would get it. 27% said I'm waiting to hear reviews first. 17% said I already have it. 11% said, no, I have a Mac. 15% said, probably in the next couple of weeks, I'll get this. My guy, and actually you convinced me to get Windows 10 to replace the 8 because you seem to think it's like Windows 7 and may have a chance of actually being better. Am I reading you right?
Yeah, but I don't know that I would tell you to get it today. I might wait a month or two.
I'm not going to get it today.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a new flip phone. And I see that Samsung has revealed that it has a sort of new idea when it comes to their flip phone.
Well, so this is interesting. Earlier this week, we were talking about LG having a flip phone called the Gentle.
The Gentle flip
phone. The Gentle.
Phone.
Yes. And it is a flip phone. You flip it. It has a traditional cell phone keypad.
See, I might use that. Yeah.
Yeah, but the screen, so it's bigger than a traditional cell phone. And the screen is Android, and it's a touch screen. So it is a smartphone flip phone, and you dial it like you dial a usual phone. It has real buttons instead of dialing on the screen. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, a day or two after LG announces this, we find out that Samsung has a phone that frankly looks almost identical as if they came out of the same factory. I mean, some cosmetic differences, but basically the same phone. The specs on the Samsung phone, I think, are better than the LG. But what this tells me, I think, is that there are going to be a lot of phones like this, and I think it makes a lot of sense. There are a lot of good things to like about a flip phone.
Back to the, see, I'm a trendsetter.
That's my point. Doug Steffen is the trendsetter. Yep. He called it, and yep, we are all following.
There we go.
Doug is the man
Doug
we follow.
Is the man. Facebook delivering street-beating second quarter revenue numbers.
Remember when they went IPO and the stock tanked and you could have bought it then?
Right.
You should have bought it
then. Should have bought it then. Right, exactly. That would have been the time to buy it. Duh. All right, and then Twitter, by the same token, is not having a good time.
A little different story.
A little different story. 59 after the hour and good day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.